This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Thank you, Secretary Lima. I will now announce the tally of the vote for the office of President of the United States. For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
And that's the way it sounded yesterday in the state of California as voters in the Electoral College officially pushed Joe Biden above the 270 threshold, and he became the president-elect of the United States of America. The Electoral College yesterday gave Mr. Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. The U.S. president-elect is campaigning today in the southern state of Georgia for two Democratic Senate candidates. Sagar Magani has more from Associated Press.
Biden will campaign in Georgia today with Democratic Senate candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. They face runoff elections in 3 weeks against GOP incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senate control is on the line, with Republicans needing just one win to keep the majority. Biden was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win Georgia in nearly 30 years. The party hopes he can sway moderates and maybe some GOP-leaning independents to back Ossoff and Warnock, neither of whom have ever held public office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Journalists covering the first district elections to take place in India-controlled Kashmir since the government revoked the region's special status last year say they're being harassed and obstructed from reporting. Media in the region were already facing challenges, including regulations imposed during the COVID-19 lockdown. This is VOA News. Men rushed to the scene of an exploded automobile in Kabul yesterday as sirens blare and efforts are made to put out the flames. The deputy governor of Afghanistan's capital was killed in a targeted attack on Tuesday morning when someone stuck a magnetic mine, also called a sticky bomb, to his car. Interior Ministry spokesman said the attack on Mahabullah Muhibi also killed his secretary and wounded two of his guards. A second magnetic bomb attack on Tuesday in Gore province killed the deputy head of the provincial council, Abdur Rahman, and wounded another council member. Violence has continued unabated in the country despite the start of peace negotiations between the Taliban and the government. China on Tuesday said there was no forced labor in Xinjiang after a report by the BBC implied that nearly 500,000 members of ethnic minorities were forced to harvest cotton in the far western region. Speaking at a news conference in Beijing, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the claims were being made by certain people with ulterior motives. He said helping people of all ethnic groups achieve stable employment is completely different from forced labor. Hundreds of thousands of members of the Uyghur and Kazakh Muslim minorities in Xinjiang have been detained in camps where they are forced to denounce Islam and profess loyalty to the party. As U.S. hospitals ramped up COVID-19 vaccinations on Tuesday, with the first vaccine approved for emergency use, federal regulators issued a favorable review of a second vaccine needed to combat the country's worsening crisis. The Food and Drug Administration said in its preliminary analysis of a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health confirmed its safety and effectiveness. United States began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine yesterday, with healthcare workers among the first to get shots. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay was the first to receive an injection in New York State.
I encourage everyone to take the vaccine. This is significant for all of us, as it signifies hope, healing, restoration of public health and public safety.
The moment was heralded by outgoing President Donald Trump, who had for months pushed for rapid development of a vaccine, even after downplaying the severity of the health crisis early on. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA.